Welcome to our podcast series, which we have recorded for the Erasmus Plus Days 2020. We at the International Office at the Vienna University of Economics and Business conducted several interviews. In this episode, we meet Laura Sturzeis, who went on staff exchange to Denmark.
Laura, you're an university administrator at WU. Could you briefly describe your work responsibilities?
Yes, hi. I work here as a program coordinator for a master's program in socioeconomics. And my responsibilities are quite diverse, I would say. It's a very generalistic job. So I have to deal a lot with students. Right now we are in the beginning of the new study year. So we have a lot of questions from new students regarding the assessment phase, the start of the program. So I deal with them, with their questions, and I also have a lot to deal with our faculty members, because we also have to take care about the quality management of the program, about, the course programming, and a lot of different tasks regarding all the program coordination part. And I also have to deal with our tutors, because we now have a lot of tutors. That's very nice. I love it. And they are also, like, all of them, I think we have five now, and they're all studying socioeconomics in the master's program. So they are very helpful for us to have, like, a nicer connection to the students. And actually, I could talk a lot that's maybe not interesting or interesting, but it's like kind of a diverse job, and I like it because I think it's a very useful study program, and because it's kind of unique at the business university, and that's what we see when we deal with other universities, that they do not have a master's in socioeconomics normally. For us, it's kind of nice to have something like a more alternative or a critical study within a business university.
So in the academic year, 18-19, you have been on Erasmus Plus staff exchange. How did you learn about this opportunity?
It was actually an information that we got, like, almost at the last minute from our department head, because they get the information from the international office that there is an opportunity to send employees, like, from the academic, from the non-academic staff or the administrative staff abroad to another university in the network of the universities that we have, and it's quite broad. And as I have been dealing also with the exchange semesters of our students, so I have to kind of coach them a little bit with the courses that they can take, because it's a bit tricky for us in the second year. So I always recommend to them that they come to me before they apply for an exchange semester, so that everything is safe for their courses and their perspective, and they don't choose a university where they can only have, like, two courses acknowledged and have to, need another year for their master's. And so I have, like, some nice insights into our partner universities from researching all the university homepages and their offerings in course offerings. So I thought it's a nice idea to, get to know one of those universities a bit better. And then I started to think, okay, where can I start? It was a weekend, and the deadline was, I think, on Monday or Tuesday, and we got the information on Thursday or Friday. So it was a very short notice. And I started to do some research on the weekend for suitable universities and for persons that I can ask at those universities. And it's not that easy to find the right persons always, because most of them think, who is writing to me? I don't know that person. Okay, mm-hmm. I delete the message. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I had, I had four universities where I thought it could be useful for me and also interesting. And ideally also for our students. And then I started to ask like the persons that I researched if it's possible to do an staff exchange at their university, mm-hmm. that I would be interested in doing that, with a special focus, of course, on the master's program and their coordination and how they organize like their whole study culture, and maybe also to talk to students and different things. Yeah, and in the end, I was successful at Aarhus University at the BSS, like the Faculty for Business and Social Sciences. And there it worked out. And it took a little bit more month to get there, because for the planning part and administration, you need like a longer planning horizon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was very interesting, and it worked all out, and I'm quite happy that I had the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. How long did you stay in Denmark?
Way too short. Yeah, due to funding reasons, my stay was limited to 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I think it was quite nice, for the program that they made for me, because mm-hmm. The partners there, it was actually a person working at the international office at the faculty. Mm-hmm. So it's different from here, where we have a centralized international office. There they have like, next to the centralized international office, they also have like faculty international offices. And the BSS is the biggest faculty regarding the incomings and outgoings. So they are very well organized when it comes to the like all the international agendas, I mm-hmm. would say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so they organized like a stay for me for actually for 2 days. And then I used the third day to talk a bit more with persons in charge in the self-government of the university, because Denmark has quite a similar system to Austria, where you have a very strong self-organizing principle at universities. And I talked to the head of an academic council and also to a program coordinator, I think it was, but it a professor. It was a different job title, but I forgot. But he is like in charge of all the, I think he's the study board, the head of the study board. Mm-hmm. And I was really interested in getting to know a bit more about the culture of the university there. And so I used this for the third day for, like, I would say maybe a more personal reason to get an insight about the academic culture and the higher education system of Denmark and the context. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was quite nice, actually, the whole programming of the 3 days. And the city in general, and it was sunny, it was nice. And you can walk around everywhere, so I walked a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that it was quite challenging to find the right partner university. What tips would you give somebody who is interested in doing a staff exchange?
Take enough time for the preparation. For me, it was a special case because we got the information quite shortly before the deadline. And I was lucky to have actually Marlene at the mm-hmm. international office who helped me a lot with information on what is important, how to fill out the forms. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, yeah, if you normally do not fill out those forms, it's kind of overwhelming a bit. But I would say contact people who did it before. So look at the internal newspaper, the archive, who actually went on an exchange Erasmus Plus staff exchange, who can give you information, talk to the persons, and then to find out if it's worth the energy to put in. For me, it was worth, but it depends always on what you want to gain. If it's just for, I don't know, learning a bit of English, that was actually a conversation I had with a colleague. And then I told her, no, it's actually, we don't get the funding for 1 month. So it's not a language course. It's really especially for a job and maybe a bit left and right of your job description, but it should have a connection. So it's interesting for you too. And you can also share your own experience because you also have to give something like a present when you go there, because it's also for the people who are for the receiving institution. It's also work to welcome you there. And I think it's nice if you can give something in exchange, and it's like your experience would be the exchange. And that's also something you have to prepare, like to ask yourself, okay, what can I give them? Which information could be useful? And so on and so forth. So I would ask beforehand, I would put a lot of energy into the preparations, and then it's easier to enjoy the stay and to focus on really the new contacts and the new persons you meet and all the things that you learn and experience. And it's easier if you have like all the things planned and settled out beforehand.
Because you had to prepare for your stay abroad, you had to reflect on your current job. Is that something that you would say you have benefited from?
Yes. Also, you can put it that way. Because you normally, when you're in the day-to-day business, you do not think a lot about what am I actually doing here. So I started, I took a look on my job advertisement when I was starting there. What are actually my responsibilities? What am I doing now? Because some years have passed, so things change. And it was, for me, it was also quite interesting to see that it's still like in the same limits, but quite different, because you have a deeper insights into a lot of processes, you know, the history of some things that worked and that didn't work. And for me, it was interesting to see how I can compare this also to different systems, contexts and programs, because it was actually a classic business school program, I would say. And I know from the university here that the programs function in a different way, that the logic is different. And so it was interesting for me to put it all into a perspective. Yeah. And that some things that I'm doing are really like very special for maybe our program or the faculty or the culture, and other things are generalizable. And I think it was it made my job also clearer for me.
I would like to give some background information, because you mentioned Marlene. Marlene Wahlmüller is the head of the undergraduate exchange here at the International Office, and she's also responsible for faculty and staff mobility. So if the listener asks him or herself who Marlene is, she is the main point of contact in the International Office if you would like to do a staff exchange. Laura, is there something that you want other people to know about the Erasmus program?
Regarding the staff exchange, I would say if you're interested in it and you want to try it, do it. Yeah. Only leave it if it's really too much work for you now and you're in a really stressful situation. But in general, I would say apply for it. Try it out, and so you get to know another university, another context, and it's also nice to sometimes to put yourself out of the everyday game, and you get a clearer picture of what you're doing actually when you come back, because you have a valuable point of reference with the stay at another university. And I would do it again, I think. At a different university, maybe, to know another, I don't know, area or region, or also cultural, context. I'm very interested in that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's you can advise like also colleagues, if you've done it, maybe spread the word. Mm-hmm. How it's actually, how you can do it, how you can apply. And also contact the international office, because it's very helpful to have somebody who knows the procedure and can give you also persons as a reference if you want to talk to somebody.
Thank you, Laura, for the interview, and especially for spreading the word about the Erasmus Plus program.